But anyway, I told him, I said, Jesus has forgiven me, and I know he's going to do a great job healing my finger, and so I'm not going to have it fixed. He said, well, will you come? That was on, I think that was Saturday when this happened. And anyway, he said, will you come back in next Friday? I think it was Monday when I called him, and he didn't know. But anyway, he said, will you come back in Friday and let me look at it one more time? I said, oh, it'll be healed by Friday. Now, he didn't believe that either. But about Wednesday or Thursday, I took the stitches out of it myself. All of them. All 13. And when I walked into office Friday, he could virtually not tell my finger had been damaged. He was awestruck. I mean, there was not hardly even a scar or anything. And he looked at that and he says, no, you're not the same guy. I said, oh, yes, I am. Yeah, yeah. That's another thing. He said, well, let me see your other hand. I showed the other. I said, no, it was this one. He said, well, I remember it being the left hand. But he says, that can't have healed that quick. I said, I told you, Jesus is my healer. Now, see, if you confess Jesus, if you consider everything, and you really stand your ground for the King, and then you give Him the glory, Amen. He'll do these wonderful things for you. I mean, He's a mighty God. But the problem with us is, we think too much like man. And so we don't think like God, do we? So, well, I think we ought to start thinking like children of God. So anyway, be a wise person, be a prudent person, but for sure, the wise are cautious and avoid danger, but fools plunge ahead with great confidence. Now then, that afternoon, I will have to say, even after God spoke to me, I was a little bit of a fool, because, you know, I should have not done that. And, of course, over the years, with the experiences I've had with God, slowly but surely, I'm learning to be more cautious. When the King speaks, I stop. And I went, oh, okay, Lord, what are we doing here? I don't want to get hurt. I don't like to get hurt. But many times in my life, I've had the Lord, just a thought come to my mind, this is clear. In fact, just here not long ago, back in the summer, when the sun was shining in from the west so bright late in the afternoon, I mean, the sun, you know how bright that sun can be when it's right in your face driving down the road? I'm going to Justin, and right that last little straight leg just before we get to the railroad track up there, I'm driving along there, and all of a sudden, I heard the Holy Spirit say, watch out for the bicycle. I thought, bicycle? Then I put my hand down like that, you know, to kind of shade the sun, and I'm slowed down from about 45, which is the speed limit, down to about 30, and I pull just a little bit over toward the center line, and I drive along there about 100 yards, and there's a kid on a bicycle riding right down the side of the road. Isn't that amazing? I mean, the Lord, He talks to us. You know, He puts those thoughts in our mind. I heard that just as clear in my spirit. Watch out for the bicycle. When you hear that, pay attention. There's something up there you need to pay attention for, right? That's just like one of the guys that helped me on the building here. He's a member of this church, comes here regularly, him and his wife both. He told me one day, he's a pilot, and he out at DFW Airport, and he said, I was leaving the airport one afternoon, and said, I pulled up to the intersection right there where the circle stuff is, and he said, I'm watching the light, and all of a sudden, it turns green, so I step on the gas to go across there, and all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to me and says, Keith, look to the left. So he said, man, I looked to the left, and there was one of those catering trucks, a Dobbs catering truck coming down that hill 50 miles an hour, and he had not seen that light change. He said, I slammed on the brakes, and that guy went, whew, right in front of me. He said, if I hadn't have listened, he said, I would have been killed. That big truck would have hit me right in my door. Now, when the Lord speaks to you, you need to learn to pay attention. In other words, when we are led by the Spirit of God, but sometimes, you know, those thoughts come to our mind and we think, oh, well, that's just, who knows. You know, just a clear thought comes to your mind. Lance, look to the left. Oh, well, then. You see where I'm coming from? Hey, we do that. Yeah, yeah. But the thing about it is, Keith looked, and there was that truck. Man, he slammed on those brakes. He said, Thurman, I heard that voice. It's as clear and audible as if God had been sitting in the seat right beside me. Now, why do you think he spoke to him right there? He was not through with Keith. He had a plan for that young man. And that's just like you and me. He has a plan for us. Now then, okay, let's go to 17 and 18. Those who are short-tempered do foolish things. Now, have we ever been short-tempered? Ooh, I hate to acknowledge that, but yes, all of us have. Those who are short-tempered do foolish things, and schemers are hated. People that scheme to do things bad to other people, or if you're short-tempered, the Lord says you will do foolish things. Because if you're short-tempered, why do you think you will do foolish things? Because if you blow up when some little something happens, you're not listening to the Holy Spirit. Now, if you listen a minute first, or maybe for a while, maybe it takes you maybe 30 minutes, maybe an hour, maybe all day, instead of being short-tempered and somebody says something and you blow up and do something foolish, maybe you think, maybe I ought to think about that. And so you just think about it, and in a little while you think, well, you know, it really doesn't make any difference, no way. So just forget it. And don't be short-tempered. Think things through. Because the Lord says those who are short-tempered do foolish things. So if short-tempered people do foolish things, do we as Christians want to be known as a foolish person? No, absolutely not. We want to be known as men and women of integrity that do things right. So we don't want to go there with that short-tempered, foolish stuff. And we certainly don't want to be a schemer. You definitely don't want to do, because it says people hate you when you're a schemer. You want to do things that are good. And it says the simpleton is clothed with folly, but the wise person is crowned with knowledge. Now, do you want knowledge? I do. I pray for it all the time. I mean, I have done that for years and years and years. I pray for knowledge on a regular basis, and I pray and ask the Lord to give me revelation and wisdom how to use the knowledge He gives me. Because I don't want just knowledge. I love to have knowledge. And you know, have you ever heard anybody make a statement like this? Well, yeah, I used to be whatever, but I probably forgot more about that subject than most people know. You ever heard people say that? Well, don't ever make that statement. Because if you say, I have probably forgotten more than most people know, guess what your brain is going to do? It's going to forget. So I'm not going to do that. You know, I mean, I learned that principle a long, long time ago. And when I went to school, some of the guys I went to school with, especially the schools of higher learning, when we got back from the military and went back to school, some of the guys said, you know, this stuff is so hard, I'll forget this stuff before I get out of school. I said, hey, I didn't come here and spend all this money and spend all this time to forget this stuff. I'm going to burn this stuff in my memory circuits, and I'm going to retain it forever. And do you know, a lot of those things I learned in engineering school, I still use today, and they help me over and over and over. You know, build, design, whatever. Do all kinds of things. But I don't want to forget anything. I want to be able to go back. That's just like whenever I started flying again. I hadn't flown an airplane in, oh goodness, I guess at least 30 years, 25 or 30 years. And I went out here and started flying. In fact, that day, I told that girl when I got my check ride, it was a young lady, probably 25-year-old CPI. And we took off, and as we were getting ready to take off, she said, a brand new Cessna 172. And she said, how long has it been since you have been checked out? I said, oh, several years. Oh, you haven't flown in several years? No, I hadn't flown in several years. So I take off, make it around the pattern, and come in, and of course we're on downwind. She said, you're about 10 miles an hour too fast. I said, you know, that's the way they taught you, but this is the way I like to do it. And so I said, why don't you just sit there and watch me and see how I do on this landing, and then you can give me your input. Okay, so we've made the landing. She said, hey, that wasn't bad. You know, said, you really squeaked it on good. Now then, how many years has it been since you have been flying? I said, that's the first landing I made in over 20 years. That's almost as old as she was. She said, you haven't flown in 20 years? I told her yes. I really didn't want to tell her it'd really been over 30 years. You know, it'd been like, I think, 37 years since I had actually flown an airplane. But, I guess 10 years before that, or 20 years before that, something like that, 25, whatever it was. I did fly out to Amarillo one time, pick up a Mooney and bring it back here for a guy. So I had one little trip one day out of that 37 years. But we did another one, and she said, "Boy, you picked this up fast." I said, "Well, I have never forgotten how to fly." Now then, I'd always told myself, you know, I can still fly. It wouldn't have made any difference if you went out and put me in the cockpit of a DC-8 again. Yes, I'd have needed a little refresher on some of the stuff. I do remember there was 107 instruments on the front panel that I had to check out regularly. I do remember 107. Somebody said, "How do you know that?" I said, "I counted them." That's just like engineering minds. You know how we count things. You know, I know that some of you may think this is silly, but you know, I'll drive down the road and I'll see a set of brick columns on the side of the road and I'll count them. You know, the average guy never thinks about that, but that's an engineering mind. Somebody says, "What was you doing?" I said, "I was counting those brick columns out there." "How many was that?" I said, "36. "What?" "Yeah. See, that's an engineering mind. You know, but now, the things that you're interested in, I might not have any interest at all. You know, so that's just the way we are. We are different. This knowledge, it says the wise person is crowned with knowledge. Now, I want to be wise, don't you, Joseph? And I want knowledge. So if I'm a wise person and I'm seeking this, God's going to crown me with knowledge. And if you have knowledge, what can you do with knowledge? Hey, all things. You know, I mean, I love to be able to fix my own car, fix my own airplane, fly my own airplane, build my own buildings, fix my own dishwasher, you know, or anything else. I love to be able to do it. I mean, I just love it. You know, I love to be able to know how. I love to have knowledge. And where do you get it? From the Lord. Okay, wise people are crowned with knowledge. So we want to be wise. Praise the Lord. Evil people will bow before good people. The evil, they will bow before you.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.